Jeremy Moran, who is our longtime board operator. Jerry, you've been running our board now for what, 4 years?
4 or 5, 20, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, four or 20. It's been 20 years, and Jer's a huge part of this morning show, and we all love him. And he is the backbone of the Biggest Show Coming to Town segment, because Jer and I will put the list together each week, but Jer then goes and digs up all of the music, all of the audio. So you've had to do this for your survey this week. If you need any help, because I know you've got a lot of moving parts as you're trying to play all of this audio and give us your list, if you need any help with this survey, if you want me to read the questions or whatever, let me know. If you can handle it yourself, then have at it.
We'll just kind of play it by ear and see how it goes. Okay. And see how quickly I fail. First question we have on here is band I hate. That's a hard one to pick. I have a genre I hate. I really don't like country. Sorry, George.
Okay.
That's okay.
But as far as a band that I hate, I had to think about that one a long time. Finally, I went with one that has a song that just kicks me in the nuts every time I hear it. Pearl Jam. At home and drawing
pictures of mountain tops. Corby's going to want to fight you. With him on
top. You are crazy nuts brain.
Just the How Mow just makes me insane.
And what a genius song.
It is if your name isn't Jeremy.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of my name anyway, but this does not help at all. And they got so overplayed in the late 90s and early aughts that I just kind of like, okay, I can give this a pass. I can move on to this song.
What a brilliant song. For anyone who wants to know more about this song, I refer you to Rick Beato's YouTube channel, who analyzes this in depth.
Does he, this song?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, cool.
It's great.
So do you remember our old ticket engineer, Donnie Baseball?
Yeah.
He went to school with Jeremy.
That's right.
Yeah, he did. He knew Jeremy.
The kid who killed himself in class, that happened here. Which high school was it?
Richardson High School. My sister was a few classes down the hall.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a terrible story.
It's so weird that this song is about a kid in Richardson.
Yeah.
He just saw it in the paper?
It seems like the bass player saw a news story about it, or I forget how it happened, but yeah. And they kept the kid's name and everything. Jeremy. And oh, what a great song. But it's a 12-string bass used on this song. Like that beginning when you hear the boom, 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 ding, ding. That's a bass. The whole thing's a bass. It almost sounds like a gong going off when the ding, ding. But yeah, it's a great song. But Jeremy hates it.
It's a weapon for Jer.
So you hate this song or the band or both?
I hate the song and by extension the band. And I'll say hate is a strong word, because I'll fight through a lot on the radio, but this is one that I'll tune out on pretty quick. Pearl Jam.
Okay, fair enough. It's his list.
That's right. Hold on. Eddie Vedder's commenting right now.
All right, moving on to number two. Band that I think is overrated. This is another controversial one. Aerosmith.
Interesting.
And they've got a few good songs. I'm not going to lie, they got some good songs, but overall, not that huge of a fan of them. They're just kind of, okay. They're all right. Yeah, they're writing about five songs when their catalog is a lot bigger, and I'm hearing it, but I'm just not getting it, buddy.
It's some great tunes, though.
Yeah, I kind of get it, Jer. I think I've gone the other way on them. I used to think that they were overrated and nothing special 20 or 30 years ago, but in the last 5 or 10 years, I've grown to really appreciate him.
Yeah, appreciate
him. Looks like you could set a hook, though, in Steven Tyler's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when is his transition complete?
Don't think you should make jokes about that.
Into a senior rock icon. You didn't let me finish.
Oh, okay. I should have heard the end of the sentence before I commented.
All right. Band I think is underappreciated. Green Day.
Interesting.
Now, they get a lot of flack for doing the, do you have the time to listen to me whine, Basket Case, the early stuff, but this album in particular, 21st Century Breakdown, I love this album. It's when they were doing the big rock operas in the mid-aughts, the American Idiot, and this one I think is actually a better album. This song is See the Light. It's the final cut from the album. one of the few doesn't have a lot of swearing in it. But I really think there's a lot of great writing and music edifice to this song. Sorry. I'm not a professional broadcaster. Like
I'm with you on Green Day. I like them too.
I think that they've gotten, you're right, they were underappreciated, but I think now they're, the appreciation for them has really grown, and they're considered a classic now.
Yeah, Billy Joe Armstrong was on that show Saturday night, the 3 Network special for the healthcare workers, and he just did an acoustic song from his whatever living room. He was great.
Yeah. He was on there?
Yeah.
Did they have Rick Beato on there?
Stop it. I like Rick Beato, but you're going to make me hate him. Stop it.
Rick Beato hasn't been mentioned on this show ever, and then in one day he's been mentioned 100 times.
All right. Band I love. The Swedish rock group Ghost.
No way.
There's a little bit of deviltry going on here with this band. They lean heavily into the deviltry and pope imagery. But I really enjoy them. They've got some good music edifice underneath and nice hard rocky stuff. And it's just, I really enjoy listening to them.
Now, who are they again?
Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost. Sorry, I talked over you, Jeremy.
This is a great kick and snare sound.
The song is called
Not from there, but I like what I hear. Does Cat like them?
I don't know. Probably.
Man, you could have given me 1 million guesses. Jer's band that he loves, and I would not have guessed Ghost. I had no idea they were on your radar.
I'm lucky
you never even heard of them before. Right? Yes, you wouldn't have guessed them.
So yeah, this is one of my favorites. Now, a band I could listen to over and over again. They are a classic. They are Queen.
That's a good one.
Born to be kings, we're the princes of the
Princes of the Universe, which was in the movie Highlander, which is where I first came across them, actually. And they did the whole soundtrack for that movie, and I just fell in love with the soundtrack to that.
Is your voice as buried on the air as it is in our headphones right now?
It's entirely possible. I'm doing 10 things at once here, so I'm probably not doing a good job of my primary job.
That's all right.
Did you absolutely love the movie Bohemian Rhapsody?
I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. There were probably some historical, inaccuracies in there, but overall, it was a good story. It was very touching. Okay. I enjoyed it a lot.
Music was so good in it, too.
I really enjoyed the final, 20 minutes where they basically reenacted Live Aid. I thought that was an amazing feat of filmmaking accomplishment.
Boy, it was. Because right after seeing the movie, I went back and looked at the actual video from the actual Live Aid performance. And man, they got every inch of that right.
Yeah.
And the little mannerisms, the slight head moves and stuff like that. He's
yes.
Nailing, he'd watched it 10,000 times and was able to duplicate it perfectly on the screen.
Back in the day when Queen was huge, 80s, late 70s, when they would play live, would they nail the harmonies? Could they duplicate what they would do in recordings live? Because those harmonies are unbelievable.
Queen, decent band, needed a different lead singer.
Ridiculous.
Oh my bold God. Statement. All right.
It's wrong, but it's a bold statement. All right.
Oh, I love myself.
Glad you do. Band that made me fall in love with music, Elvis. Now, my mom, my mom loved Elvis. We always had that playing in the house when I was growing up. And so that was one of the first pop rock artists that I really grew up listening to. We had a lot of Christian music growing up in my house. But as far as mainstream, nothing wrong with that. As far as mainstream music goes, no, it's fine. It's good. I wanted somebody that people had heard of. So I went with Elvis, who died on my 3rd birthday. Indeed.
Chair.
So that's horrible.
That was a tough
day.
Was
he staring you in the eye when he held the gun to his head?
He wasn't holding a gun to his head. He was sitting on the toilet.
And I will guarantee he was not looking at Jeremy when he died. I will guarantee you that.
You actually remember that, your 3rd birthday?
I remember that. My mom was very broken up about it.
That's pretty incredible. What do you remember about that day?
I remember my mom being very sad and listening to a lot of records that day.
Where were you when you found out? Do you remember where you were in the house?
Probably
don't tell
room.
Him because he's going to ask you about this again for the next 10 years.
Watching cartoons. I looked over and said, yeah, it's a drag.
Okay. Well, you have a Paul McCartney right. response.
What cartoon were you watching?
Probably Bugs Bunny.
Hey, you know what, Jer? I remember when network news broke in. I'm older than you.
Yes, you are.
It was two or three in the afternoon, right?
It was midday.
It,
yeah.
It must have been during the summer because we were at home.
August 16th.
Elvis.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Elvis left the building.
Yep.
Yes, some he did.
He did it like a nosedive into the throw rug in his bathroom.
He pulled off the shower curtain ring by ring.
Yeah. And his pajama bottoms were at his ankles. And he bit his tongue in half.
Did
you know that?
Gordon.
Bit his tongue in half.
Yeah, I know. You've told us that many times through the years.
And his face was purple, and his hair was white. He hadn't dyed it yet. He was solid gray. Purple. He was white. He had white hair.
Wow. Shout out to Lisa Marie, who's listening via the stream this morning.
Hey, and they found his tongue on the other side of the room.
Okay.
You made that up.
That's enough. Jer's an Elvis fan, sir.
Just commenting. Just broadcasting, that's all.
Barely.
Band that changed my life, as we move on from this awkwardness.
Yes.
Pink Floyd.
Changed your life?
Well, I remember finding them in high school. A friend of mine was a really big fan, and he played Dark Side of the Moon for me. And I fell in love with it. That's why I really started getting into more of the classic rock type stuff, Pink Floyd. And so... I mean, that's a hard one to quantify. How did the music change your life? And so I just picked one that I knew had changed kind of my outlook on what I liked in music in general, and that was it.
I can see that'd be a game changer for you.
Yeah. Have you ever started trying to listen to Dark Side of the Moon and then try to time it? Done that thing?
With the Wizard of Oz? Mm-hmm.
Or just in general?
Chair.
Yeah, I've tried doing the Wizard of Oz sync up. Never quite gotten it to work, but... It kind of works. Yeah,
listen. So that's the urban legend. Would you call that an urban legend if it kind of works?
I've talked to people who've done it, so it's. I think it's confirmed.
But what makes it sync up? Like they mention monkeys in the lyrics when the flying monkeys happen,
the
or something.
Lion roars. That's when you start the first song.
Okay, and then what happens though?
There's a ticking
when you sync it up
on the screen. I think
in
at
a
one
really
point.
Trippy way, it just matches up with the songs.
I don't know, I was in college. I've done a lot since then, so.
Not really.
Good point.
I love Pink Floyd. Love him. Yeah. Absolutely love him. David Gilmour is coming to town in the fall, and I've been told that is a must-see show.
Really? I may have to go see that.
Jeremy be in.
Rick Beato has done several videos on Pink Floyd.
I take it back. Roger Waters is coming to town in the fall.
It's different. But
I've been told that's a must-see show.
With Charlie?
One of those guys is coming to town in the fall. It's Roger Waters. Mm. Well, we hope, right?
Indeed.
We may not have concerts then.
All right,
back to you.
Back to me, back to sports. Band that surprised me. This is one my wife actually got into. They're from Denmark. She's a big Danophile, I guess would be the word. She's learned Danish and everything.
And, like Dan Cook?
Yes, and she's Danishes. They're called Volbeat.
Feel the fire where she walks. Lola Montez, so beautiful. Shady.
It's a very interesting voice. Kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of throwbacky.
Yeah, they do a little
bit. Very 80s.
Yeah, they do have a very 80s sound. They go into some rockabilly sometimes. Very complex. I dig them, though. I didn't think I would, but my wife played them for me. I was like, okay, I can deal with this.
I like them.
What's her name again?
Volbeat. V-O-L-B-E-A-T.
All right. Check them out.
All right. And then we'll move on to Guilty Pleasures. Not gonna lie, there's been a few times that I'll just turn this up in the car and just go all over the place.
Okay, dance around a little bit.
The dolphin going on outside the window.
Here, dolphin.
But yeah, she's fun. She's got some interesting music.
She's got something.
There's some talent there. Band I probably should have seen by now. I'm ashamed to admit, I have never seen Weird Al in concert.
I haven't either. Jer, let's go when we have concerts again.
Doubt you're missing much.
It's one of those things. The concerts are always on like weeknights, and those are very hard to do when you get up as early as we do. But, yeah, sometime I really need to go see him.
Which one good. Is this?
Bob. All the lyrics are palindromes. Was it a car or a
cat I saw? Lisa Bonet ain't no Basil? Is that what he said?
Lisa Bonet ain't no Basil.
That is an unbelievable palindrome. Nine men interpret, nine men I nod. Rats live on no evil star.
Won't lovers revolt now? Race fast, safe car. And it's just like this for a whole 2 minutes. He just strings them all together. Really
unbelievable.
And I know Junior is not interested, so we'll move along.
He's, yeah.
And finally, is a band that, where was it? Oh, yes. Great band to see in concert. This one surprised me as well. It's one of Gordon's favorites.
No way, dude.
My gosh.
Wow. Yes.
This was good?
Yes, it was a great concert. We went and saw them over the holidays this past year, and it was amazing.
Okay. That song makes me so tense.
Well, they have more than this song, but I knew this is the one that everybody recognized. But yeah, it's a great... It's
Christmas with a sense of urgency.
Yes.
Santa the video is the Ice King arriving to kill Jon Snow.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. They do a lot of mashups of classical music like this, but they also do some original pieces as well with some singing and lots of light show and lots of lasers and pyro. And it was just 2 hours of amazing sight and sound, or just sound in my wife's case. And
way to go, Jer. Way to go.
But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. My wife's been wanting to see them for years, and I was like, okay, let's go see it. And I was blown away by the production that they put on. So that's my list for this week.
Awesome. Good job, Jer.
Way to go, Jer Bear.